There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 26th edition. There's a 6-game early, 9-game main slate on tap for you. We're going to break down the 9-1 in full, give you the quick cliff notes on the 6-game early, and rock and roll from there. So let's get out of your 6-game early. And also, weather-wise, nothing too crazy to look at. Wind blowing out in Detroit about 10 miles an hour. It's about it. Your totals: White Sox, Red Sox, 9. Blue Jays, Yankees, 10. Royals, Indians, 9. Padres, Orioles, 10. Dodgers, D-backs, 10. Giants, Rockies, 7.5. So 9 or more in all 6 totals early on. Like, that's just ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff there. When you're looking at this early slate of action, you got Chris Sale, 11-6 at home against the White Sox. That's obviously a great play if you're going to pay up. You can look that direction. You can drop down $100,000 to Trevor Bauer. He's been very, very up and down, but he's in play. Or you go to Germán Márquez at 10K against the Giants. That seems like the play if you're paying up. Great matchup against the Giants. We saw what John Gray did a couple nights ago. The Giants' offense is dreadful. Very, very dreadful. So Márquez at 10K is a very, very good play at that price point. If you want to go down, though, Dylan Bundy's been actually really, really good. He's $8,100 against the Padres. Not a bad cheaper option if you choose to go that direction. You can roll the dice with some Jeff Samardzija at home against the Rockies. That's been a thing. Samardzija at home has been very, very good compared to on the road at $6,400. That's not a bad move either. Other than that, it's really, really ugly on this slate. So the pitchers I'd look at would be Chris Sale, Márquez, Bundy, Samardzija. Those would be the four guys I'd be building around on this slate. And when you're looking to attack the bats on this slate, the Dodgers against Clark of Arizona is a great play in Arizona. Very, very, very good play. When you look at the Dodgers, they have a 5.3 team total. Lefties 398, righties 342 off of Taylor Clark. So a really good spot there for the Doyers. You got Boston versus Ronaldo Lopez, not bad. But Baltimore versus Matt Strom is interesting in a GPP because Strom's either really good or really, really bad. We've seen how Baltimore hits against left-handed pitching. Ronaldo Nunez hits him well. Hanser Alberto is one of the best average hitters in baseball against left-handed pitching. You got Trey Mancini. Pedro Severino's been crushing them as well. So interesting angles there. They have a 4.85 team total. Lefties 347, righties 340 off of Matt Strom. So that's an angle you can attack on that one. Cleveland versus Junis isn't bad. Not running to do that. You got Arizona versus Gonsolin. Gonsolin making his debut for the Dodgers. We don't know a ton about him. So you can roll the dice with some Arizona. I don't hate it. It's a very intriguing play. It's just not like a must play by any means. But it's very, very intriguing. Gonsolin coming from the right side of the plate. So you'll have, you know, Marte and Peralta and, you know, draw Dyson and all those good options out there in Arizona you can attack with. The Yankees just keep dropping bombs. So that's always an option in that matchup. I didn't mention James Paxton. Paxton can be an option at 9K against Toronto just because they strike out so much. But at the same time, I think Toronto's a very good GPP play. Lourdes Gurriel's been on fire. Grichik, Teoscar Hernandez, good GPP type plays. Vladdy's going to get it going sooner than later. So you got GPP options in that lineup for James Paxton. And then the Royals versus Trevor Bauer is a very intriguing GPP angle as well. So some definite options you can do on the 6-game slate. If you need more questions answered, the member Discord at thequantedge.com or the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat. We'll have them for you there. But my pitching again, Chris Sale, Germán Márquez. You could go Paxton, but mainly Bundy and Samardzija. And then you load up on Arizona. The Dodgers are two good spots to load up on, especially the Dodgers. Boston's in play. Baltimore and Toronto are sneaky GPP plays. So a couple of angles for you right there. Now let's get into the 9-game main slate of action. Your totals on the 9-game slate. Mets, Phillies, 10.5. Rangers, Tigers, 8.5. Nationals, Marlins, 7.5. A's, Cardinals waiting on that one. Braves, Cubs, 9.5. Reds, Angels waiting on that one because the Angels are making some pitching changes. Pirates, Astros, 9.5. Mariners, Brewers waiting on that one because the Mariners are opening. And Rays, Twins, 9. So lots of normal to high totals as usual in the world of baseball we live in today. Pitching, your top price pitcher is Mike Minor at $11,000 at the Detroit Tigers. And that is a very, very good place to pitch if you're Mike Minor. You know, 3.04 road ERA, averaging about 17 points on the road. He's been much better at home. But his recent road starts at Cincinnati got you 19.5, at Boston 22.4. You've got you 17 at the Angels. So good things coming from Mike Minor these days, and it doesn't hurt facing the Detroit Tigers, who strike out almost 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Minor 25% K rate, 42% ground ball rate. And Detroit's got a 4.35 team total, lefties 247, righties 314, and they have an average at best 166 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Mike Minor, if you're paying all the way up, it's a steep price tag for Mike Minor, but on this slate, very good play at that price point. In that same matchup, you got Matt Boyd at 10,000 at home, where he's been very good, a 3-1 ERA at home. Recent home starts 20.4 against Minnesota. His last two road starts were bad, but prior to that, 20.4, 20.3, 29, 23, 18, a hiccup, then 25 and 29. Matt Boyd's been outstanding this year. Facing a Texas team, it's not a bad team, but they strike out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Boyd, huge K rate, 30% strikeout rate, 37% ground ball rate. All really good stuff there. And Texas has a 4.15 team total. Lefties hitting 272, righties 295. When you look at Texas, a 290 wOBA and a 131 ISO, both very bad versus left-handed pitching. So Matt Boyd is a very, very good play at $10,000. You know, every now and then he gets hit around, it happens. But at 10 grand, very good play. I think he's got the same, if not more, upside than Mike Minor. Both really solid looks up top here. And the last guy above 9K is Jake Odorizzi at home against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. He went into Tampa recently, 6 shutout innings, 9 Ks for 33.1 points. And at home this year has a 1.91 ERA compared to 3.32 on the road. He's averaging almost 25 points per game at home. He's been absolutely outstanding at home this season. It's a Rays team striking out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And they've kind of been slumping a bit of late. They have a team total of 4.4, lefties 262, righties 3. Righties are, did it really say what I thought it said? Let me double check. 329, I'm glad I checked. 329 versus Jake Odorizzi. He's always been a reverse splits guy. So something to keep in mind there, but very intriguing play at 9,500, probably low owned as well. So in your 9K and above, I got Boyd 1, Minor 2, Odorizzi 3. Very good options up top there. Then it gets a little interesting. We got to keep an eye on the pitching. I believe it's Griffin Canning for the Angels, but I've seen some other reports out there. If it's Griffin Canning at $8,200, he's worth the look at home. Been pretty good this year, averaging 17 points per game at home. And overall, this has a pretty good floor as a starting pitcher against a Reds team that not world beaters, especially on the road, getting out of Great American Small Park. Something you can definitely enjoy there. They strike out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And they have a 313 wOBA versus right-handed pitching as well. So Griffin Canning at $8,200, someone to keep an eye on there. Yu Darvish, if you want to get really contrarian in a GPP at $7,600 against the Braves. The Braves offense is very, very good. Darvish has been a roller coaster ride. He got shelled by the Braves earlier this year. He's very, very up and down this season. But coming off 14 points against the Mets, 32 at the Dodgers, struggled at Coors, but then 14-4, 19-3, had a 17 in there. Very, very up and down, but very, very much a GPP play with a guy like Yu Darvish because he's got a huge ceiling and a massive floor. Atlanta strikes out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Darvish, 26% K rate, but walks 13%. That's what's crushed him because Other than that, a 47% ground ball rate, 30% hard contact rate are great, like great numbers. The walks get them in trouble, and then they pay. Like, that's just how it works. They're taking advantage of them, and it happens. Atlanta, 4.6 team total, lefties 351, righties 307 versus Darvish. So in a GPP, I got no problem going to Darvish, just no, extremely risky, but the upside is definitely there. Couple more to look at. Zach Gallen making his home debut for the Miami Marlins at 7,100. He was outstanding in his first start. Five innings, five hits, one earned, six Ks at the Cardinals for 17 DraftKings points. Facing the Nationals offense, a little better than the Cardinals, but still very gettable if you're Zach Gallen. The Nationals strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. When you look at Washington, they have a team total of 4.1. Lefties were 150, righties 367 in a very small sample versus Gallen. But the Nats only a 313 WOBA versus right-handed pitching. A 178 ISO is not bad, but a 313 WOBA at 7,100 bucks, Gallen is definitely in play tonight. Pretty good upside play in that matchup. And lastly here, Framber Valdez at 6,900. I like quite a bit at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Valdez 2.55 home ERA compared to 5.09 on the road. Since he's hit the rotation, you know, at the Yankees got shelled, but Toronto, six innings, two earned, eight Ks for 26 points. Baltimore, seven innings, one earned, seven Ks for 24.2 points, and even had a 17-pointer prior to that. So you take the Yankees start out, which I'm pretty sure we're going to all agree is going to happen a lot now because the Yankees are ridiculous. Framber Valdez has been very, very good since entering the rotation. Now the Pirates only strike out about 18.5% of the time versus lefties. That sucks. But Framber Valdez is a minus 252 home favorite. Only Chris Sale and James Paxton on the early slate are higher than that. He is the by far the highest favorite on the evening slate. He strikes out 22% that he faces. Walks are a little bit of an issue, but a 60% ground ball rate is outstanding. And you got a Pittsburgh team with a 3.53 team total, second lowest on this slate, just above the Miami Marlins. Lefties 245, righties 318. And when you look at the Pirates, only a 304 WOBA and a 150 ISO, which are not good at all. So Framber Valdez at 69, really, really good punt down below. So I got him number one, Gallen number two, Canning three, Yu Darvish four. Now, if you're looking to just say, screw it, punt it all, you can use Wade LeBlanc as he comes out of the bullpen to face the Brewers. I like the Brewers' bats. The Brewers' bats have been ice frickin' cold for the most part. LeBlanc's been pretty good, 28-7 against Baltimore, struggled at Oakland, 25-3 against the Angels, 17 against Houston. Some pretty good runs out there. He is hittable at times. We're not going to sugarcoat that. But at $5,800, he's pitching well above a $5,800 pitcher these days. Milwaukee striking out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So that's a big plus for LeBlanc, who strikes at only 18%, but has improved quite a bit of late. The thing that you need to remember here, he's coming in after the opener. When he usually does that, it's in the American League where there's a designated hitter. There's no DH tonight, so he might get pinch hit for it. So his normal potential 4 to 6 innings might get cut short. That's the risk you're going to be playing. But if he's dealing and the Mariners have a good lead, they'll probably let him go. But if it's a close game and they got to make the move, he might get cut an inning or two short. So just keep that in mind with LeBlanc. A little different situation tonight in that matchup, but not bad at 5,800. About the only punt I'm looking at outside of Valdez at 69, if you want to consider him a punt. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. All the way up top, I got Matt Boyd, Mike Minor, Jake Odorizzi. In the middle, Framber Valdez, Zach Gallen, Griffin Canning, Yu Darvish. Down below, Wade LeBlanc. So some good options for you there on an interesting 9-game slate. Check out the bats on this slate. Yasmani Grandal's up to 5K. Really good look in that matchup. Went deep yesterday. He's one of the bright spots for the Brew Crew. No problem there because he's the switch hitter. Righties, lefties, does not matter. Omar Narvaez is an interesting play as well. But Wilson Contreras, I don't mind going back to that. Will at 4,500. First pitch to contact Dallas Keuchel. 11 more points for Contreras last night. Averaging over 10 in his last 10, so a good spot there at 4,500. A few other ones to pick apart here. JT Realmuto at 4K versus Vargas is in play. Vargas has shown some splits for sure over his time. The Phillies a 5.6 team total. Lefties 271, which still is not bad. And righties 347 off of Vargas. So in his career, he was a splits guy. This year, it's a normal split. Righties are hitting him very, very well. So Realmuto at 4K. In play, 7 more points last night, 7-14 in his last two. You know, he had a big slump going, back-to-back nights of getting on base, extra base hits. Maybe he's going to get it going again at 4K. Enjoy it while you can. Josh Fegley at 37 versus Waino. Very interesting play there. Waino's just been a disaster against lefties and righties this year. It's been really, really bad. Elias Diaz hits lefties well. If you're not using Framber Valdez, I go to Elias at 34. Otherwise, you're obviously going elsewhere. And like Johnny Lucroy is a good play against Tanner Roark or whatever your lineups say. First base, Big Meat Pete against Nick Pivetta. Lefties, righties, you name it, they've hit Pivetta this year. I know he came back from the minors much better. Got shellacked his last time out. Pete Alonso's been a monster. The Mets offense is clicking. Alonso at 54, really good GPP play. I mean, cash and GPP play. Freddie Freeman's the GPP play against Yu Darvish. If you think it's a bad Darvish day, you go back to Freddie Freeman. You know, he's had a 0, 3, and a 5 in his last three. He's much better than that. His hard contact rate versus right-handed pitching this year is astronomical. It's just insane. I wrote him up last night for the batter breakdown for tonight, and it's well over 50%. He's crushing right-handed pitching. 5,100 versus Darvish, very intriguing today. Dan Vogelbach went deep yesterday. Keep an eye on that. But I go to Rhys Hoskins at 47. Another home run yesterday for Rhys. He's just really getting it done this season overall. 16-14-6, 16-15 in his last five. Really good stuff from Rhys going against Vargas at 47. I like that quite a bit. Jay Bruce also in play. But Matt Adams, if you're going to fade Zach Gallen, Adams, the way he hits right-handed pitching is outstanding. He's 4,500, and he'll go low owned. So I think a lot of people will flock to Zach Gallen tonight. A few other targets for you down here. You could look at Matt Olson versus Waino. I like that a lot. Lefties are crushing Wainwright. Olson at 41 went deep last night. Very good look for you again tonight. If you're fading Mike Minor, you're going to want to get some of the power in Detroit. Brandon Dixon's been swinging a power bat for them. 9 homers on the year, 750 OPS. 3 straight goose eggs for Mr. Dixon, but prior to that, a 16, a 16, a 7, a 0, a 7, a 14. Had some power upside at 37 versus Mike Minor. It's extremely risky. No sugarcoating that at all. But lefties 247, righties 314 off Mike Minor. Brandon Dixon would be a value play. I really like the Astros tonight versus Agrizal of Pittsburgh. Very much pitch to contact guy in the minors. Like 6, 7, 8 K per 9 in most of his minors days. Gurriel went deep yesterday's first base, third base at 37. Good price point there. Joey Votto at 36 as a punt. And then Tyler White at 3,400 if Houston, another punt. He went 0 for 4 yesterday. He's GPP only, but 0, 20, 2, 11 in his last four. So boomer bust at 3,400 with Tyler White. Cheap piece of a very good Houston play tonight. A team total just below 6. Lefties are barely hitting Agrizal at all, but right, it's very small sample, so I'm not going to give them away. But Houston, highest total on the slate. They have a 332 WOBA, 188 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Second base, you got Moose, who's definitely a play. It's lefties and righties. No problems there. But Jeff McNeil at 45 is where I would start. Second base outfield eligible. 18 more points last night. His 6th four-hit game of his career. Just keeps getting it done. Really good cash game play with some GPP upside. $4,500 versus Nick Pivetta. I really like Jeff McNeil in cash games with that GPP appeal. Dietrich, cash game relevant. But I go to Ozzie Albies, went deep yesterday. 4,100 versus Darvish. Good look there. And then Jose Altuve, his price is slowly creeping up. He's up to 41 tonight. You know, it's 38, 34, 39, 39. He's got 5, 21, 5, 11 in his last four. He's hit safely in 5 straight now since coming off the IL. 4,100 in tonight's matchup is a really good play there for Altuve. Really, really good play. If you want to get weird, David Bote versus Keuchel at 4K is in play. Or you slide on down to Tommy La Stella, who had an inside the park home run last night. He's 4,000 as well. Good looking out for you there. That's about all for now at second base. There'll be some value that pops up later on. Third base, Rendon's always in play. You got Moustakas. But Scott Kingery went deep again yesterday. He's 4,900 versus Vargas. Philadelphia, really, really good play, obviously, tonight. They have a team total of 5.6, just below the Astros against Jason Vargas. So Philly, for a third straight night, will be on that train. You know, we were on them at the beginning of the year when they went nuts. Then they slumped massively with injuries. They're healthy again. We're back on this Phillies train, the juggernaut that is the Philadelphia Phillies. And Kingery at 49. You got Bregman at 49. He had his 22nd home run of the year last night. 26 DraftKings points last night. Breggs, he's going to hit a hot streak again here pretty soon. He's been playing pretty well still through this time, but he hasn't had that big consecutive double-digit type nights over and over again. Good chance he could do it again tonight. Chris Bryant at 45 is not bad. Todd Frazier swinging a really good stick. If you want to be contrarian in a GPP at 43, you can go there. Or you look down to a guy like Kyle Seager at 41 as the Mariners went off last night. Very interesting spot again tonight for Seattle against Hauser. Adrian Hauser, lefties 237, righties 270 in a very, very small sample. So the Mariners could be another sneaky one tonight. Mentioned David Boat already. Tommy Listella, mentioned him as well. If you want to get weird, you can go JD Davis at 38, not running to do that. But guys like Brian Anderson versus Patrick Corbin at 37, a little bit of GPP appeal there. Marlins, again, the lowest team total, but lefties 274, righties 334 off of Patrick Corbin. So you want to get weird with the Marlins, you can definitely do that. And Brian Anderson would be one of those pieces. We'll mention a few more as the slate goes on. But Brian Anderson at 37 would be one of those options for sure. Mentioned Gurriel at 37. Mikel Franco's on fire. And he's 3,500. If you want to ride that wave, you can do that as well. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner. Hit a grand slam last night. Good stuff there. Bregman at 49. Javi Baez at 46 is a great play at that price point. Really like that quite a bit. J.P. Crawford, talked about him the other day, 4-for-4. Another big night last night, 2-for-5, 17 more points. 17, 31, 0, 17, 12, 11 over his last six. So 11 or more in five of his last six. He had 1-0, otherwise 11 or more in every single game. $4,300 tonight's a really good price tag for J.P. Crawford and another great matchup for the Mariners versus Adrian Houser. So keep an eye on him at 43. Yeah, Kevin Newman at 42 is not horrible. Gene Segura versus Vargas at 41, very, very good as well. Good spot for Gene Segura. A few others to pick at would be just kind of checking lineups and punt, because Willie Adames at 32 is about the only thing that stands out as a punt. Jose Iglesias at 34 could be one. Jose Peraza as well. Heading to the outfield, locked and loaded. Yelich, Trout, good plays, of course. Jordan Alvarez, a really, really good play. He's up to 5,200 now. RBI double last night. Great spot here against Agrizal. Juan Soto at 51 is really good as well. Marte, all good plays, but it's Jordan, it's Soto. Those are kind of my top ones there. And obviously, Trout's always a great play. Dropping below 5,000, we get the looks of Scott Kingery again at 4,900. Who we obviously like against Vargas. But like George Springer's back at 49. If you're stacking Houston, you can definitely look there. Good spot for him. Malik Smith has been crushing it. Talked about him yesterday. 9 more points last night, averaging 11 over his last 10. In a really good spot there. You can match him and J.P. Crawford and some other guys up there in Seattle and get weird yet again. They were kind of a sneaky play last night. In play again tonight. Conforto at 47 versus Pavetta. Very, very good look for you there. Jay Bruce, talked about him already. Michael Brantley at 46, kind of quiet overall of late, but a good play tonight against Agrizal. Nick Senzel, guys, went deep again last night. I told you I liked the Reds. Or no, he didn't. He had an RBI. He had a double. But 4,600. I liked the Reds. They just didn't come through. It was a great spot for him. Heaney pitched great. I mentioned it. It's either Heaney's going to pitch great or the Reds are going to come through. It's pick your poison, and Heaney came through with the Reds on the road. The Reds are Great American Small Park. Different story. But Senzel at 46, very, very good. Chris Bryant, not bad. Jeff McNeil, love that play. You do have Ryan Braun, who will face a lefty after his first at-bat. So his first at-bat will be against a righty. Then he gets the lefty, 17 points in back-to-back games. Had a good game last night, obviously. He's 45. You got Shohei Ohtani versus Tanner Roark at 45. Very good play, as Tanner Roark can get hit by lefties quite a bit. But again, if you want to get weird with Miami, Garrett Cooper is 4,400 versus Patrick Corbin. Something to think about there. You got the red hot Yasiel Puig against Griffin Canning is an interesting play there. A few other ones to take a look at as you slide on down the 4K range. Victor Robles is 4K if you want to ride that way. Josh Reddick at 4,000 is not shabby either. But like Justin Upton against Tanner Roark at 4,000. If you're stacking the Angels, that's some play. Probably not a one-off. Chris Davis at 39 versus Waino, but there's no DH, so see if he's even playing. Cole Calhoun at only 39 is a good play versus Roark. Jesse Winker at 39. Both interesting plays in their matchups. Other than that, you're going to want to check line. Like Nick Marquez gets the 37. He's got appeal. Line of the Shields. Nick Castellanos. GPP only. You mentioned Brian Anderson already. GPP type plays, but nothing jumping off the page at this moment unless you need to fill things in later. Roman Quinn at 35 is one I do like against Vargas. Quinn hits lefties really well. Two nights ago got the start, put up 11 points. He's a good punt at 35. But yeah, other than that, check the lineups, see what pops up. Jacoby Jones at cheapie versus Mike Minor as well. Recapping your pitching, up top, Boyd, Minor, Odorizzi. In the middle, Valdez, Gallen, Canning, Darvish. Down below, Wade, LeBlanc. So interesting stuff indeed. When you're stacking it up, you could go to Milwaukee if you want. The Angels versus Roark. is good in play for sure. I think Seattle's very sneaky versus Adrian Hauser, at least a mini stack of some sort. I think that's a good option there. Oakland versus Wainwright's very good as well, as Wainwright is just garbage, absolute garbage. So you get a lot there with Oakland. Lefty's 377, righty's 294 off Waino. But Houston is a phenomenal play versus Dario Agrizal. Philly versus Jason Vargas, both two really, really good looks tonight. Like those quite a bit. The Mets versus Pivetta could be fun as well. So those three, very, very intriguing. You got the A's and the Mariners as some sneakier plays as well. And then you can kind of pick your poison. There's always offense on baseball, so you can get weird if you want to get weird. BVP, I'll do all of it. 6-game and 9-game slate or early action. Chevis and Devers have taken Ronaldo Lopez deep. Francisco Lindor, 7-for-16, 2 doubles and 3 home runs off Jacob Junis. That's not bad. Whit Merrifield, 6-for-22, doubles off of Trevor Bauer. Merrifield, first player to 100 hits this season. Quietly doing it again. Brandon Belt, 5-for-10 with a double and 2 triples off of Marquez. Posey's taking Marquez deep. Brandon Crawford, 6-for-16 with a triple. Daniel Murphy, 10-for-20, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off Shark. Desmond, 10-for-30, 3 doubles, 2 homers. Arenado, 13-for-35, 4 doubles and a triple. Blackman, 10-for-37, 2 doubles, 2 triples, and a homer. As a team, the Rockies are at 309 off Samardzija with a 362 wOBA and a 191 ISO. That's pretty good. I don't know how much of that was in Coors, but that's pretty good. When you get to the evening action, Elvis Andrus, 5-for-13 with a double off of Boyd. You got a few others to look at, but not much at the moment. Nick Markakis, 3-for-6. Johnny Lucroy, 7-for-16, a double and a homer off Rourke. Calhoun, Lucroy, Upton all have 1 homer off Rourke. Justin Bour has 3 homers off of Rourke. Nelson Cruz, 8-for-26, 2 doubles and a homer off Charlie Morton. But really, overall, not a ton of BVP when you're taking a look at it. So some good stuff there when you're looking at the sheets over at Fantasy Sports Degens in the Slack chat. The top projected value arms for the night slate. Jason Vargas leads the way, followed by Adam Wainwright, Framber Valdez, Nick Pivetta, Wade LeBlanc. So take that with a grain of salt. Very good stuff there. It's just we don't know. We're still making sure the sheets are accurate, but that's interesting. It might help you find a sleeper there, so keep that in mind. Also, top projected point guys, obviously Chris Sale leads the way on the early slate, but on the evening slate, it goes Mike Minor, Waino. The sheets really like Waino versus the A's. That's interesting. Griffin Canning, Jason Vargas, Jake Odorizzi round out your pitchers on the night slate. And when you're looking at top value on the day slate for or the night slate for bats, they really like the day bats, obviously. Like Nomar Mazara, Wilson Contreras, Puig, Rengifo pops up, Jacoby Jones. So some good stuff there. We're looking at top points at the hitting position on the night slate. It really likes the day slate. Contreras, not much. It's all day. Javi Baez, so the Cubs, Nomar Mazara, Puig, Yelich, Domingo Santana. So a lot of day slate action on the sheets. They really, really like the day slate. With that being said, that'll wrap us up for today's edition of Quick Hits. Again, 6-game early, 9-game main slate, all broken down for you. If you want some more stuff, a member Discord chat, some awesome tools to utilize, articles, and more, go to thequantedge.com. Use promo code Bubba to get $10 off the rest of the season package. So get the season for $74.99. Football just around the corner. So if you want to try the all sports for 1 month for $19.99, go do that as well using promo code Bubba. If not, come over to fantasysportsdegens.com. There's a lot of great content going out over there. Bench the Bub episode 182 with Chris Meaney, or not Chris Meaney, Chris Heaney of RotoWire just dropped the other day. Lots of good stuff there. And much, much more. We're at golf this week in Detroit, Rocket Mortgage Classic. The Always Pressing PGA podcast has you covered as well with myself and Jesse. Lots going on. Check us all out. I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick, and a rating and review would be much, much appreciated. But this was the Wednesday, June 26th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.